We'll call the meeting to order.
We'll have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Herman.
Here.
Black.
Here.
And Brandenburg.
Here.
And absence, Councilmember Smith.
Okay, council, you have the agenda in front of you. We will delete item 16 for tonight, and we need to table item number 6. With those changes, is there a motion to approve? Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to your Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of the open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the council that is not on the agenda? Yes, sir.
Scott Kalupa, 202 Salem Street. I don't know why I've never done this in the past, but on behalf of the Walcott Day Committee for 2025, I want to thank the Bluegrass Fire Department for coming to our parade and being in it. We had some weather issues that morning. It got pushed off, but we were still able to pull off the parade. That was really awesome. So appreciate that group for taking the time to come out there. And also like to thank Councilmember Mike Herman for being a judge again for me this year. It's nice to have with people from Buffalo and Bluegrass this year being the judges. So I just want to let everybody know that I appreciate the Councilmember Herman's time and the fire department. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, next item is consent agenda, items 1 and 2. Is there any questions about the consent agenda?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is engineer's report, item number 3, East Telegraph Street Improvements. Mr. Janicek, that would be you.
I got 2 bids at the request of the council, Team Services, Terracon. Team Services was the low bid. They're going to do 12 borings, wherever we say, at approximately every 500 feet. It was for $8,870. So they're going to core, bore, and then make recommendations based on those borings.
8 on Telegraph and 4 on Main.
Yeah, approximately, but we can finesse that if we want. Like, I thought we might drive out there and look at it and paint some spots or not, whatever you would like to do.
So am I reading that correctly, that they're going to bore 2.5 feet?
To check the pavement section, but they're going 10 feet down.
10 feet down, okay.
And I talked to both of them about what they recommended. And that was actually what I was guessing. I said the 12 borings at 500 feet, 10 foot deep, what do you think? And then they both talked about it. They came back with the exact same thing. So that made me feel good. And we basically got the two good companies. I think Team will do a good job. They've done a lot of my projects in the past. They typically recommend cost-effective solutions.
Well, I kind of brought this up at the last meeting that I thought we should look into this just because of knowing what's down there. Mm-hmm. I believe Mr. Bowman also agreed with me, and then the rest of the council also. So I know it's an expense to the city, but I think knowing what we have to work with there is going to be peace of mind for us moving forward. So I would ask the council to move to approve this.
The only question that I have is, do we think that 10 feet is deep enough? the way that that road is built up. And I mean, you're at, I don't know, right on that corner, probably 30 feet of grade.
When I talked to both of them about that exact issue, and they said for pavement, they almost never go deeper than 10, no matter what you're on.
So if you got it, yeah.
That's the way I got it.
If it was a structure, you'd go deeper.
That's the way I got it from what I had heard from about Terracon before is when you're paving a road, they don't normally go more than 10 or 10 feet. 5 or 10 feet actually is what I was told, but.
And it's pretty much just step one of looking at getting these streets.
Right. We'll see when it comes back and then we'll.
If we know we got a base under there, then it's, you know, that we can work with, then it may be something for an overlay or future existing. But if we know we got problems underneath there, then we can address that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Block.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is item number 4, Orford Street Improvements.
At the request of the council, I talked to Chad Bruce, who prepared a cost estimate to do the two repairs that we previously talked about, and I reviewed what he had done. And I like what he had done. The only thing I was thinking is because the other one is so flat, we might want to do concrete instead of asphalt, because it can handle flatter slopes a little better. So that, we basically got two options. Either if we're okay with asphalt with a concrete curb, his bid was $19,267. If we want the asphalt pavement on the east side to be concrete, all entirely concrete, no asphalt, then he said it'd be $3,000 to $4,000 more. I don't have an exact number, but that was what he told me. And it's more for aesthetics, you know, what's out there now is microsurfacing, asphalt product. If it looks prettier, but the only thing I just think it'd drain a little better if it was concrete. So if we care more about it draining, I think it'd be better for $3,000 to $4,000 more to make it all concrete. And it'll add a little bit of a parking lane there too. So and
kind of like
Chad's confident. So exactly.
Yeah,
we got the extra width for parking there. And Chad shot it. We haven't shot it, but Chad shot it. He was confident he could get it to drain with a concrete curb and gutter. And then he was kicking around not doing the concrete curb and gutter, but I wasn't a big fan of that. If it was just asphalt, then I was worried it might not pond right. I think we want to do a curb, tying into a curb, I think that'll look good, and it should drain well. So it's kind of like, you know, basically I'm recommending it all concrete, but if the council was rather worried more about the aesthetics, then we could do asphalt. But when asphalt's flatter than 1%, you can sometimes get burnt gas. And this is, Chad thought he could get 1%, but he kind of put a little asterisk in there, like he's going to do the best he can, and maybe there's going to be a little bit of something, but it'll be a lot better than it is now. Like after a heavy rain, I guess you're nothing like that. But concrete, I normally say minimum is 0.5%, and asphalt minimum 1% when we're doing our designs. So it's a little more forgiving, you can form a little better. But I'm okay with, you know, obviously it's up to the council.
There's a curb that's alley that goes by Hamlet's houses there, next to the fire station. And a curb stops there, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna continue curb from there all the way to Mississippi.
It's basically gonna start like zero curb to a curb that then it'll taper up to a curb and then that curb will come all the way down and tie in at Mississippi.
And as you have to cut into the middle of the
right,
street.
Right, you're gonna have to cut into, not really into the middle, but we're already doing those storm sewer. So the storm sewer was what added the cost when we were doing concrete patching and everything. So we just remove a little bit of the northeast corner is all as part of this and widen Orford, and then it just kind of transitions into that northeast corner to get that area to drain. Kind of straight grades from that curb that they'll be adding just west of the old fire station and that alley to Mississippi. And there's an exhibit if anybody wants to see it. I don't know how, I think it was just showing the area.
I think the one in our packet's only got west.
In that packet, there's a color exhibit, but it's kind of more showing the area and not really a detail of it. But Chad's pretty confident it will work based on his shots.
We determined that about 1%
That's what he said. We didn't shoot it. But he said we could. We were setting up to do it, and then we kind of got pulled off, and then Chad kind of did some stuff on his own and came up with it. But I trust Chad. He's a talented guy. So.
I think 1% will work out there.
1% will work, especially with a concrete curve and concrete pavement, if it is 1%. The eyeball on it, I thought it was less than that, but my eyeball, it's hard to survey with your eyeball. Yeah. You know, it's like everything's misleading. So that's why I was like, once we get some grades in, I'll really know what it is. Preliminarily, I'd say, I thought we needed an inlet at both sides. Then that other one got a little better on its own. So Chad's fixing that without even pavement. He was, in this proposal, he's regrading that shoulder, kind of doing a V shoulder to get that water on the far west end to drain out to an inlet that's northwest of the pavement, and there's an inlet in the grass up there north of Orford, way west. And then the east one is when we talked about with the asphalt or concrete pavement over the curve.
So this price is for both areas?
Yes. And so the 19 and change is without the concrete, it's with asphalt and a concrete curb and gutter. It would be $3,000 to $4,000 more if it would be all concrete.
Did you refer your question? You said,
both areas over by Ray's house and by the fire station.
East and west?
Yeah, east and west. Because the west isn't, there's not much to it. It's just like a little shaping and add a little rock. And he said you can get the grade drain out. Like, I think that was just a small portion of it. The east side is the lion's share of the work.
Yeah.
All right.
I would recommend concrete. More permanent, and I know talking with Brad before, concrete and asphalt, there's not a great deal of difference in price.
Concrete probably will seal that area too better than the asphalt for the future.
Yeah.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Do you want to get with Chad on that then?
Yes, I'll tell him tomorrow, and then maybe we'll talk if we wanted to paint something for the boring locations. Let me find out
what their
schedule is, and we can drive out.
I would love that.
Okay.
Not because I would like to show you some areas that I think are
the main problems areas that
I know about.
Right.
Okay.
So let me find what their schedule is after I let them know tomorrow.
Okay, and then you're going to call Chad Bruce on this?
Yes,
okay.
I will do that tomorrow.
Sounds good, thank you.
And just a clarification, that was with concrete?
Yes.
You let us know, one of us can make
yep.
with you
yep.
as well.
Yep. Next item is informational item number 5, PTA reference Touch a Truck event.
That's me. I am Kristen Hillbrand. I'm here on behalf of Bluegrass Elementary PTA. And on Sunday, September 7th, we are hosting a Touch a Truck event along with a fun run. So one thing we need is trucks, fire trucks, police cars, any kind of trucks. Any of this we might have, that goes anything. And then the other thing we need to do is we're going to have, the fun run is going to start at Bluegrass School and end at West Park. So we're needing to shut some streets down. Lindsay, our president, who was here on Monday, she had said she'd sent a map in, I think, to you guys.
Oh, she's gonna give me a hard copy. I didn't think about it, okay.
Okay.
All right.
I do have the roads here I can list off to you guys. So she said that they'll start at the school. The course we've outlined has them running to West Park. We're requesting temporary closure of West Sycamore to North Mississippi, close North Mississippi to East Harrison Street, close East Harrison Street to North Genesee Street, North Genesee Street to West Park. And the closure would be from about 1 to 1:30. Because the race will start at 1, and we're giving them about 30. It will most likely be a lot sooner than 1:30. And it's just going to be, the event itself is going to be open to the public, but the race is just going to be for the kids of Bluegrass and their siblings. So students of Bluegrass and their siblings.